I am sleeping on the edge of a pan tonight. It turns out to be a dry pan and lifeless. But I decided to spend the night here because tomorrow I want to continue north to some other pans to see what they are like and what is happening there. Driving through this kind of bush is moderately challenging. The bush is not too dense, and mostly it's fairly straightforward. Here and there I have to use the old man to flatten some bigger bushes, but in general it's a fairly smooth ride, so it wasn't very strenuous to get here. And I believe tomorrow, heading towards these other pans, which are about another 10 or so kilometers deeper into the bush, it would be the same. I took a photograph of my camp, the vehicle under the tree and the sunset, and it suddenly seemed so terribly, terribly alone. I can't say that I'm feeling lonely, or that I am longing for anything other than what I have here, possibly some more active game life. But it still, it did seem forlorn, the vehicle so completely isolated in this vast bush, out of place with the beautiful sunset, Kalahari sunset, behind it. It is one of those moments that make an expedition like this gain special meaning. To be able to sit on the edge of the span, sip some good wine, maybe nibble on a snack, and later just simply lying in the hammock and listening to the night sounds. I enjoy being alone in the wilderness. It consumes every bit of attention. It demands focus. It is unforgiving. And this awareness of not making any errors leads to a general awareness, a sharpening of the senses, a acuteness, awareness of what is going on around one, what is going on with your vehicle, what is going on with the load at the back, what are the sounds that it's making. What other sounds can you hear? What signs can you see on the ground? Is the wind blowing? How strong? In what direction? Are there clouds? Do they look like rain clouds, or are they just loose clouds? What kind of terrain is it? Is it terrain in which you would expect to see game, and what kind of game? Or is it completely barren? The terrain here was promising as I approached the pan. Savannah bushveld, with some tall trees and lots of shrubbery. And it seemed like quite fertile felt, good grass cover. But the pans are dry, and this is where I'm camping now is the third pan that I'm visiting today, on my sort of meander through the bush, and all of them have been completely arid. I found the water holes where animals, the last bit of water, where they managed to drink the last bit of water with their deep tracks in the mud. But now it's dry, and so they have had to leave. So, and the animals can survive for extended periods without water by metabolizing their fats and protein and so on, amazingly, but at some point they simply have to drink. And so that means that in those areas where I found the tracks, it means that there has to be water somewhere which is not in a pan. So some mysterious water hole somewhere that people don't even know about, but the animals do. This completely fascinates me. I just feel I can't spend enough time looking for these places to see, or watching the animals to see what they're doing and how, where are they going and where do they drink. This is something that absolutely intrigues me. To get to the bottom of this mystery, one needs time. You need to move into an area where there is game, but there aren't any bands. And then you need to start following the game paths that the animals use to see where they're heading. It would be no use trying to follow animals because they may be heading in any direction, towards grazing or towards water or whatever. So one would need to figure out the patterns of the game paths, and that would indicate where they converge. Where they converge would be where the water would be. And for that one needs time, because first you have to find the game paths, and each one you need to follow a bit to see if it's part of a converging or a diverging pattern. And then if it's a part of a converging pattern, it's good news. You'd have to follow it as more and more paths join it, and then hopefully you can find this secret of water. It would be a wonderful exercise, but one needs a lot of time in such an area to be able to do it.